Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Okay, we got four down, one to go here. Men's T Clinic in Grapevine. It's Men's Health Awareness Month. They're offering a Total T consultation for new patients for just $50, $250 value if you book an appointment today through November. Just call them at 972-GO-MEN'S-T. Go to mensTclinic.com. You've probably been hearing about testosterone replacement therapy for 15, 16 years here, and these guys are the goats at it. They've set the industry standard. They are the best. We're going to get two guys, one booth here in just a minute, Brian.
Yeah, I tell you what, we were talking about like things like the
mantras,
catchphrases, yeah. All that stuff like that. When we went to London to play, and I hope Derek Eagleton's not listening right now.
Ooh, we'll find out.
But we went to London and to play that game in 2014, and that was everything was really big with the hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
We created a hashtag for the Cowboys, and it didn't last long, but it. We kind
of quite an impression.
Quite an impression. It was called hashtag was Cowboys UK.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, is that a male strip club out there?
No, no I can no. See how this goes.
C O W B O Y.
Cowboys suck.
Cowboys suck.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's Cowboys suck.
Oh no.
Right there in English.
Yeah, that was it. So we
had to pivot here.
We went.
They could have at least done Chinese.
We November ridiculous. of 2014. We threw out the Cowboys UK only to be like
dunked on by Eagles fans.
Everybody
and Giants fans.
We quickly pivoted, but it was one of those things. Yeah, and Derek,
see,
here's Derek.
Here's Derek.
Oh, no. Here's Derek.
Oh, no.
I knew he'd let us know.
Oh, no. Did he MF you like you were MF?
I'll tell you what,
listening.
Derek is like, he's one, seriously.
Big time cello. We love
he
Derek.
He and Shannon Gross, all those guys. I mean, they do. I mean, seriously, I'm not saying this, but that whole thing, there's so much thought that goes into these things.
Yeah.
And then when you look at it, it's like, oh, yeah, Cowboys UK. That's what we're going to do. Da 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 da. And then all of a sudden you look like the big view of it. You're like, yeah. Going, oh my gosh, what did we just do?
It's just like the hashtag the bullpen is.
Bull.
Where Falwell's refs you suck, refs use yuck.
There's a penis in there.
Yeah, I see.
Hashtag slow on the uptick. Slow on the uptick.
You'll see that floating around during Ranger season a lot.
Oopsies.
Okay.
Yeah. Just fill in the blank here. Hashtag the bullpen is.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm sorry about that.
Large
boss.
And in charge.
Showers.
Yeah, but here we go.
Or growers.
Back to.
Not rising to the occasion.
Okay, well,
thank you for
in need of a closer.
Thank you for that stroll down memory lane.
Yeah, I know.
I knew
Derek. Yeah, he's laughing about it, but at the time it was not a very good.
It was like a code red. Everybody scrambling.
Oh no!
Around.
What did we just do?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how do you even control that, though? Like, once a hashtag once it's out, is out, it's like it kind of that's a tough fire to put
Eagles
out.
Picked up the baton, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, I bet they did. I bet they were the first ones to notice it. All right, let's relive a 9-hour Cowboys game day the only way we know how with a little Two Guys, One Booth.
Sounds good, boys. We go in order. Usually Walchuk and I have run through this
kind of
professionally.
Flying by the seat of our pants.
We're flying by the seat, so this is pretty exciting. We start with Babel Offenberg, and he's talking about, got to be talking about Lipke, right? The fullback. Take it away.
Why is it that big fullbacks always rumble? They're never angelic. They're never gazelle-like.
Here's a handoff to Williams coming right, pounding, sliding, probing and penetrating all the way down to the 32-yard line of the Raiders.
Got another P word in there for me? Probing, penetrating. Come on. Come on, you're a wordsmith.
Yeah.
Give me one.
Well, now I'm under pressure. Pressing.
There we go.
Oh, well good. Done, boys.
That's good stuff.
Well done.
Yeah, fullbacks rumble.
Well,
they growl.
They do rumble.
I think every fullback should have the neck roll.
Yes.
Mike Allstott. Yeah.
Matt Suey back in the day in Penn State.
Matt Suey.
Old Chicago Bear.
I love But rumbling Suey. Basically means you're heavy-footed and kind of chubby.
You know,
but as a fullback,
when you watch Mike Allstott run, what did you think of?
Explosive.
No.
Yeah, he actually had some speed. Big man. He had more speed.
Rumbling, though.
No, he was rumbling.
Also rumbling.
Yes. I thought it was shoulder pads.
He had those huge pads, and he would just kind of, and he would make sounds. Like, we'd watch tape, and he'd run, we'd go,
It was in Berman's Prime special effects. Speaking of Berman's Prime, that fastest minute in sports has never been worse than it was last night.
Well, that's probably why they've shortened it.
It's gone from like having a show to like, listen, we're going to give you 30 seconds, bro.
Yeah.
Just be the
just
best.
Just tell him you don't want him on the broadcast.
I don't know how he's still on.
But
it used to be the fastest 3 minutes.
It was 3 minutes.
And then it went to two, and now we're at the fastest minute. And you're saying that he's aging right there on television.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. Oh, man. He's lost his ability to project that great voice out.
It's more it's the fastest minute, the Swami. Circle the wagons.
Back.
I know he's still.
He still has a little bit.
I think last year he had the Chuba missile crisis when Chuba Hubbard had a touchdown.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, you know, every once in a while, I guess he can still get one working.
How about?
I didn't see it last night.
How about some riders maybe to help him along? That would maybe help.
I don't think anybody likes him, though. I think he might be one of the most disliked guys in all of sports
even
media.
Even ChatGPT refuses to spit anything out for him.
That's why he's on set by himself.
Oh, my God.
Tom Jackson said, I've had enough.
We'll turn the camera on and leave, Chris. Have a good night.
All right, let's get back to Babe here.
We're going back
home.
Bleep yourself, bro.
Back. Let's get to Babe. Hey, and Babe correcting Brad. I love when he does this.
I've done this to you before. We'll just keep going.
Brad, I know you're a wordsmith, but may I correct you?
Please.
He's not an old Georgia teammate. He's a former
Georgia teammate. You're right. Neither is old.
I used to tell DeMarcus where he'd say, I met an old cowboy, babe. I said, no, DeMarcus, they're former, and you'll appreciate the distinction when you become one.
Hey, that's
ageism.
Yeah.
You know, I get it.
That's just being.
We're not old reformers.
Giving Brad a little taste of his own medicine, maybe a little bit there.
Yeah, giving it back to him just in a much more respectful
way. I'm not seeing the must-win question on here.
He was on a heater today correcting people on Twitter.
Oh, was he?
He's in his bag on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I went like back-to-back.
I will surf through his Twitter account from time to time just to see how many people he's dunking on.
Clap back, Brad. It was
what government is pissed off?
No. Last Saturday after the crazy Indiana Hoosiers comeback, and they have the touchdown for the ages.
Yeah. Brad got in there.
Hellman was like, like you couldn't even tell in real time that was actually a catch or whatever. And then he was like, But you could.
Actually, you could.
It was an NFL touchdown.
Wrong.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I get to see
Helmut. You got both feet in, idiot.
I get to see Helmut sitting there like rubbing his eyebrows like he used to do.
It's so good. Yeah, okay, here's the tweet. Dave Hellman, holy S, dude. I was 1,000% confident the ref only ruled touchdown because he knew they'd review. That did not look like a catch at all in real time. Omar Cooper, that was ridiculous. Brad Sham follows up. Yeah, actually, it did. There were two commas in there. Yeah, comma, actually, comma, it did.
It did.
Eagle-eye Sham.
But he proves that week in, week out. His vision's better than the rest of ours.
It sure is.
All right, here's Brad and Babe, and I guess we have a very excited Babe Loffenberg.
You're positively giddy. I know you didn't hit a slot machine today because that would be against the rules.
No, it would be, and I did not.
Okay, so it's just your general mood is very positive.
Yes.
Good for you.
I'm one of the few happy people in Las Vegas tonight.
One of the few happy ones. Everyone else is broke. All right, speaking of old... Pete?
Man, we just got a shot of Pete Carroll on the monitor. He is the oldest coach, head coach in NFL history. 74 years old. Still looks about 50.
Older than George Halas was, huh?
You know what? You know what the difference was, Brad?
Halas owned the team.
No. Halas was older than you. So when you're younger, everybody looks.
But
you know,
I know how old I am now, and I look at those pictures of Halas, and he looked old.
Well, see, I look at Pete Carroll as I get older and say, wow, he's young.
You know, he's vibrant.
40 years ago, I would say, he's not 10 toes up. You got to be kidding me.
No, he is a marvel.
He's vibrant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I'd say Carroll looks about 65. His face, dude. What's his face routine, you think, Chief?
Oh, my God.
He had to eyeball that.
Oh, that's man.
It's wrinkle-free. It's glowing.
Yeah.
He's got some sort of a product.
He's oiling and lotion.
Serums are involved here.
Maybe it'll be 12.
Probably. But he's not doing the Botox.
No, I don't think he's Botoxing that thing. He's looking at Brady going, I don't want to go that far.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
so, like,
who
let's,
would?
And he doesn't really seem to need to. It seems like the moisturizing probably pre-shower, in-shower, and post-shower probably circles back on his daily lunch break and – throws a little bit more on there, but yeah, he's
little skin tightening. What is that called? A lift?
Could be a little lift.
Okay, is he getting a little lift? If he did, shout out to the doctor, man.
Yeah,
hell of a job.
Did great work. Must have been his time in L.A.
Could be a lift.
And all that gum chewing. That's intentional.
I think that's
jawline intentional.
Goes
all right,
a long way.
Brad and Babe talking about and really asking the question, why guys like to throw so many punches?
I don't know why guys throw the punch. I mean, number one.
Oh,
all you're going to do is break your hand.
And then I'll tell you, what Guyton did.
He's lucky to be alive.
Well, he's got a. There's a job for him on a soccer team somewhere right now.
That was like a pro wrestling move.
My gosh. It was like a full beat after the punch.
Yeah.
And then he threw his head back. Oh, and
thank God he's alive. That's all I can
say. It's a divine intervention. It's the only way.
Let me just tell you, they're going to get a big kick out of that in the film room.
Oh, goodness
tomorrow
gracious.
Tomorrow, whenever they look.
Oh, the sideline loved it. I mean, Tyler Guyton in the flop there, it was incredible. It was amazing. I loved what he did. It deserved a Razzie.
Yeah, it did, and it deserved a penalty.
Man, I couldn't tell what was flopping around more, Tyler Guyton's technique or selling the foul there, but I love how he's getting it done.
He's getting it done. Yeah, it's a sloppy technique.
He's just finding a way. It's awesome.
But he's battling his ass off.
It's great.
You know, it's like, I'm not.
How many games did we say he played?
11.
Well, no, but total. Like, was it only 11?
11.
Started. Started 11 games.
Yeah.
That's for the last 2 years?
Yeah, I believe so.
I thought you gave me a bigger number than that last year.
Was it bigger?
Like, well, you know, it might have been 11 last year.
Dyspraxia.
Yeah, that's, so that would be 18?
Wolchuk's dyspraxia.
Okay.
He's on his way.
You gave it to me last night. I couldn't remember it, though.
I can't believe it.
I was working hard last night.
It might be the player I've been most wrong about that the Cowboys have drafted in the first round. Like, watching him practice was like, this can't be good.
Yeah.
But he's getting the job done.
No, he's just finding new ways. He's doing it. All right, let's continue with Brad and Babe here. Talking about sacks.
At around the 31. By the way, Kenny Clark with that sack that took them out of scoring range, touchdown range. Take a deep breath. He's now tied for the Cowboys' seasonal lead in sacks with James Houston at 3.5.
Yeah.
By committee.
Indicating the need for an improved pass rush.
Myles Garrett had 4 yesterday.
Yeah.
In one game.
Yeah. Did they win?
They did not. You know, he plays for Cleveland.
I read that.
Okay.
He plays for Cleveland.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it was 11 last year that he started.
And then it was
to 20.
It was just like.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Yeah, there we go.
Minutes later, Houston gets the sack and retakes the lead.
Yeah.
Just going back and forth, teeter-totter that thing. I like it.
Yeah, let's teeter-totter it all the way up into the double digits. I'd be here for that. All right, here's Brad, and there was a little penalty situation.
Prescott back, time. There's a deep ball down the left side, and he overthrew Lamb. But there's a flag in the secondary, and Lamb held his hand up, and the official said, yes, I believe you're correct, sir.
Yep. Yes, I believe you're correct. Aye, aye, Capitan.
Yeah, that's when you get, man, what was that? Oh, that wasn't one of the linebackers. Was that was a safety? Because I love the play where he's coming over and the linebacker's having to chase him, jamming Davis. It's like, dude, you're setting your guys up for total disaster they have to be chasing down CeeDee Lamb right now.
Okay, here's Brad, and he's telling a great story here. Golf, shirt, pants. Take it away, Brad.
So Michael comes in a little late. We're sitting down trying to catch him up, and I said, Michael, we're going to wear golf shirts tonight. And he said, golf shirts. Now he's got people, I mean, literally an army of people to his wardrobe. Hand to God. He said, golf shirts. He said, I don't have any golf shirt pants. I said, Mike, do you have pants? Yes, put on a golf shirt.
Well, you got golf shirt pants. Yep.
My favorite.
I love it.
That's a good story.
Do you have pants?
I don't have golf shirt pants. That's incredible, man.
Golf shirt will work with just about anything.
It will. Yeah. Yeah. Ask Adam Sandler. He rocks it with basketball shorts.
Sure does.
He does it well. Bound to his
He's
shins.
Up there hooping him.
1993 shorts.
He oversized.
He's a Fab Five.
All right, let's go ahead and close this bad boy down with Brad Sham talking about the Cowboys' job fair.
The substitutions, by the way, Jake Goldberg, our spotter, thinks he's watching a hockey game. They are changing lines. I mean, this is a football job fair. Everybody fill out your application and get in there and show us what you can do.
Hey, switch them out.
What are they, 22 guys on defense?
It's a lot. They
got playing time.
Everybody played. Yeah.
I mean, that was the first half of the Cowboys season.
Yeah.
Everybody played.
Everybody played.
Except for Kyrie Elam.
Were you a pretty good corner in college? Come to the Cowboys.
Give you a shot.
We're having a fun.
Were you a pretty good corner?
Well, thank you, boys. Is that it?
That's it.
Two guys.
Shout to Trevor. Trevor the Creator for pulling
this. Salute. The Pac-Man.
Doing good work, Trevor. Salute to you. That's an audio celebration of the Cowboys game day that was. 9 hours of Cowboys content, and they'll be back on a regular schedule for 1 week, then back-to-back Thursday nighters will be all over it for you. Mm. We're here at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine, where new patients are getting a Total Tea consultation for just $50. That's a $250 value. Okay, when we come back, guys, it is a Tuesday. What's that mean?
You know what it is. The best audio celebration of the touchdowns from college and pro football with an edition of TD Tuesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.